Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 70. And we're going to scroll down on the international side and see who all joining us, and we'll take it from there. No doubt about it. Let's scroll down the international side and see who all joining us for another episode, part number 7. It's a live broadcast. And remember, you can call for details on the international line if you got any questions or comments, and the elder will tell you about that a little bit later once he come into the room. Let's throw down the international side and peek and see who all join us for another episode and all the slots is filled. So that's 195 international countries have a representative in for take number 70. And that's a good thing. And the actual count for the room, the WCC still got a block on it, so we can't tell you what's the count of the room until they take that block off. But we know one thing. It's plenty. All right, good enough. So we're going to go and see who's on stage for tonight's episode, part number 70. But we're waiting on the elder to come in and let you know we'll bring his broadcast. He haven't made, he got a memo saying he'd be a few minutes late to tell you about this broadcast. So what we'll do, we just get something going on until he shows up, no doubt about it. So we're going, remember the box tail have been lit and the curtains have went up. So we're just going to go straight and see if we get something going on until the elder come in, and then we'll switch it back over to the elder, and then he'll tell you about the broadcast. Well, he finally came into the room. So if we find the elder, bring him in, he'll tell you about the broadcast, and we'll get on with the lesson, wherever he gives it to us as we speak. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, see you well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, all we know is in the room is all the international countries have laws there, but the actual count is still blocked, so we can't tell you that. But one thing we can tell you, one thing, the fox tail have been lit, the curtain have went up, so whatever the Almighty put on you to let this national audience know who bring this broadcast, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending the live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. But as you can tell, I'm a busy man because I'm trying to do the words of Yahweh 100% to the best of my capability. And that's all one man can do is 100% of what Yahweh let him do. Because there's a lot of interference with your daily work, as I've been finding out myself. Some people will try to use all forms of deception to pull you away from the word of Yahweh. And we had a good lesson yesterday for those of you who took notes. Some from that got to the point where they were thinking Bar Jesus was the son of Yahweh, which I had mentioned to one of the elder people. So that had to be broken down. No, he did not have any sons. It had to be broken down by scripture to explain that. You have so much deception out here, and so many people that be willing to do bump the bounds to pull you away from the words of Yahweh. You really have to be strong in this word. Because even when you're asked to speak, we should not even have any noise in the background when a speaker is asked to speak on the network. Because this is a national broadcast. Hundreds of people are listening to Yahweh's word. So when we have confusion in the background, that lets them think that we're not professional. We're not even vested in the word of Yahweh. Moaning and groaning in the background. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. Let's see what it tells us. Let me go to the book of Sirach. Use that as an example. This is what we do here. In the book of Sirach, I look at chapter 33. I'm going to use verse number 4. And then I'm going to jump to verses 17 and verse number 18. This is going to say something to us. In chapter 33 in the book of Sirach, it says, verse 4, prepare what to say, and so thou shalt be heard, and blind up instruction, and then make an answer. This should make sense to most that's listening, because we always have to prepare ourselves in the word of Yahweh so that we'll be able to answer that which is thrown at us from the left and right, from people like that Bar Jesus, the sorcerer that we heard about yesterday. In verse number 17, it says, consider that I had labored not for myself only, but for all of them that are seeking learning. 18, hear me, O Israel, men of the people, and hearken with your ears, ye rulers of the congregation. That should make a whole lot of sense. Because when we go into the regular Bible and we read the book of Matthew, and we come up to what it tells us in Matthew, what we're supposed to do with the scriptures, many still don't even know that. They think what they know is the best way to go. Well, let's see. We look in the book of Matthew at chapter 22, verse 29. Let's see what Yahweh the Son had to say about these scriptures. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. That's a pretty powerful statement right there. And I think that it should strike the ears of many that listen to that. Don't come with the book of the dead, or don't come with YouTube videos, or what you got off of Twitter. Use the Bible as we discussed on this network. Use the Bible to interpret the Bible. That way we know we're going to be headed in the right direction. Because there should be one instruction for everybody. We should be on one accord. Look what it tells us in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 16. Verse 16 says, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. We have a lot of people on this network, and we want to lead them in the right direction. We want to make sure that teaching goes out there the way that it should. How many times have you heard me say a teacher can't learn from his students? But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching, because people that try to pull you off in another direction, knowing that you're stable in what you know, it strengthens your knowledge. Now, Yahweh hates a lot of different things, and we were told that about in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. Let's see what Yahweh hates. Let's see how many people you know that does this. 16. These 6 things doeth the Yahweh hate, yea, even 7 are abomination to him. A proud look and a lying tongue, and hand that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devils wicked imagination, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that discords, sows discord among his brothers. Well, I'm pretty sure that most of us have seen that at one time or another. I see it almost on a weekly basis, how different people try to pull you in the wrong direction. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and people like Bar Jesus. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics, not from the Book of the Dead, not from YouTube, but from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the Bible books, like we say about using the precepts. Your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book, because all of you have not, and you came to seek and have to look no further. You found that now in the voices of the true Israelite, where the teaching will begin. And that teaching begins to you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. After clicking it, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what we're all told when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh, uncut live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. I know I do. That helps keeps me, you, and your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words to get there, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses that listening members can use. The first is tribe, that spelling is tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subjects that you may have. And also, The other email address is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can call with Jacqueline Moon. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 690 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also note that when we check it, if the message is legit, you will receive a call back. And I guess what we want to say also by calling that number, don't forget, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Another note, as a reminder, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, working for us, as I said earlier. Now in the picture, also busy with the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering, besides that, many memos. As you can see, very busy. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. As I said before, if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you have to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal Board Talk broadcast for your information. We are simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadda. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed on the program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we won't be taking any comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered per user at a time. And if teaching happens to end before Broad Talk finishes, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when we are given these scriptures to speak by this ear, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, that we do not interfere with the word of Yahuwah. So when I got to get my Bible open, I guess we're going to take us some notes here too. I guess we're going to have some pretty interesting topics as usual. So I'll pass our program over to our seer Israel, where the teaching can yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent, Adam. And that is excellent. All right, that's excellent. Now I'm looking at these memos now. Seer, we tried to reach you on the international line. It's a question we want to know about. What is that talking about, the drafting and the people that's not a nation? Would you please explain that, WCC? And anonymous other group, would you please break down Romans chapter 11 about this is not a people? Who is they talking about? Because we are in a debate. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we can take a look at. But right now, we'll take a look at. We'll get the tape number 70 going. And we get opportunity. Remember one thing, call the international line, and like the elder said, if your question is legit, you will get a return phone call if your question is legit. So we missed the call pertaining to that. We could have directly you the someone that could break down out of the six anointed camps, 11th chapter of the book of Romans, what they're talking about. We might take a look at it ourselves. We don't know yet. Right now, I'm going to open the lines up. Remember, the apostle has been here. The apostle has been here. And the coming tale yet. So what we're going to do, we're just going to go and see who all will be on the stage for when the curtain go up. And let's see what's going on. Let's see if we find out. We see the young lions, they ready to go, and that's a great thing. Keep it around and find these young lions, these teachers out of Camp 1, and see if they ready to go. So when you meet Brother Micaiah, one of the teachers out of Camp 1, a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yagdah Judah. Yahweh beat you to see right.
Yahweh bless you. Seer of Israel. Seer of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. And we got Brother Titus, another one of those young lion teachers out of Camp 1 on, he's on stage. Let's see if we meet and greet him. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you to see right.
And Yahweh bless you there. Brother Seer, Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. And we're running around Detroit, Michigan to see his Princess Leora on the line, but will she be on stage for the nice part number 70? And let's see, can we find the Princess Leora Israel, Camp 4, Princess Yahweh beat you there, see Ray.
Yahweh bless you, see if Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Brother Micaiah. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. See if we can get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And, you know, and I believe that the righteous spirit will teach you. And that's the game changer. Although we got questions on the table pertaining to what had been said about the 11th chapter. Well, let's see. Wait a minute. Let's swing down and get one of the mothers out of Camp 1. She can get one of the mothers out of Camp 1 and see if she'd be on stage for the nice episode part number 70. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, a loud voice, you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. So we got a, we on stage for another episode part number 70. So, matter of fact, we just might take a look at that. The question is about the book of Romans, chapter 11. Brother Titus, you can take a look at that. Let's peep at that and see exactly what the WCC got and this other group saying, please don't call our name out. So within these two groups must be in a debate about this Romans chapter 11. And let's find out what's going on in 11. Let's take a look at it. Let's see if we take a look at it. Brother Titus, let's see if we take a look at this 11th chapter and see exactly what is it saying in Romans chapter 11. And they got a verse saying number 8 down to verse 23. That's a whole lot of statements, I tell you what we do. We'll see, can we put that on the table first? Let's put it on the table first. Let's put that Romans chapter 8 on the table. And let's see exactly what they're talking about in Romans chapter 11. And we'll pick it up at verse number, pick it up verse 7. 7 down to verse 23. Let's see exactly what the WCC got cooking that they can't get, they can't get this straight now. Let's see if you can boss it over to us while I take a peek at this. Romans chapter 11, and pick it up at verse number, what I say again, 7? What I say, okay, 7 verse down seven. To verse. Let's take it on verse down to verse 20. As a matter of fact, leave all the good words in there, like the word Gentile and all these good words in there. Don't try to break nothing down. Just leave it in there. Gentiles, because you know they haven't broke nothing down. So we're going to have to take a look at this thing. So leave a good Gentile in there and all that good stuff. Let's see what they got going on. 11, people, verse 7, you on the clock. Come on there, Brother Titus, come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7 to 23 reads, verse 7. What then Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election had obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
Well, right there. Read that. Hold on. Read that again. Verse 7 again.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7 reads, what then Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election had obtained it, and the rest were blinded.
He said, well, Israel have retained what they're looking for, and the rest of them is blind. But see, here's the point right here. See, this is where we have to, this is where you got to come in at and take a look at. So we got to find out what Israel you're talking about right now. Hold that point off. Brother McKay, let's find out what Israel you're talking about right now that you're talking about. Because see, right now, we have not been taught. And so we're going to take a look at what Israel you're talking about right now, because something happened in 1 Kings chapter 11 pertaining to Israel. And let's see what happened in 1 Kings chapter 11. And let's see. 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's look at what happened there, Brother Micaiah. And 1 Kings chapter 11. We'll pick up at verse number 26. What happened that? What happened, and we're talking Israel, what happened that we can read in 1 Kings 11, verse 26? What fell? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse 26 reads, and Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and Ephrathite of Zerida, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zura, a widow woman.
Mm-hmm. And hold that point right there. So now we got Jeroboam. He's the Ephrathite. So he's a descendant of Ephraim. Ephraim and Manasseh is Joseph's kids. So we want to draw that picture real quick. So we're talking about Joseph's kids, talking about northern kingdom. So what happened with this northern kingdom with Ephraim? What happened in verse number 27. What happened in verse 27?
Okay, verse 27, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, 27 reads, and this was the cause that he lift up his hand against the king, built Malo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David, his father.
Oh, so he lift up his hand. So what he did, Jeroboam spoke against anointed leadership. He is already written that you do not do so. Hold that point with us. Let's find out something about that, Mother E. See, certain things you don't do. What he did, he spoke against leadership. That's what he did. He raised his hand up against leadership, and it's written in, let's see what we can read to that. There's something that you don't do. Let's go to Exodus chapter 22, verse 28 there, Mother Eve. Let's see if it says something. So here's the point. What Jeroboam did, he spoke against the king, spoke against the leadership. When he did that, that was a no-no, because something is written in Exodus 22, verse 28. What's written there, Mother Eve? What's written that we can read in Exodus 22, verse 28? What can we read there, Mother E?
The book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 28. Thus shall not revile the Yahweh, nor curse the ruler of thy people.
Oh. So you cannot do that. So you can't revile You can't curse the root, the one that's in anointed leadership position. You got to know how to hold your tongue when anointed leadership is telling you something. You can't all of a sudden get excited and make the move. Now, this precept at Detroit, the precept at the 22nd chapter, that you know ain't nothing changed even in the new book. In the book of Acts, chapter 23, and we'll look at verse number 4 and 5. Acts chapter 23, Princess Leora Israel out of Camp 4. Let's see what it says in Acts 23, verse 4 and verse 5. This is what it says here that we can read. Leora, out of Camp 4.
Acts 23.
Yeah, particularly verse 4 and verse 5. Acts 23, verse 4, and verse 5.
Acts 23, verse 4 and 5. And they that stood by said, revilest thou Yahweh's highest priest. Verse 5. Then Paul said, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people.
You see that? So certain things you can't do. See, once, that's why I said, so look what it says, look what it says in 11 verse 3 of Psalms. See, here's the point. That's why this unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible, the reason why our mighty one have turned his back on the people of the book, because all the rules and regulations we're not following. As long as we don't follow the rules and regulations of the Bible, he's not going to intervene. But once you start following it, then he's going to do something for you. Detroit, I'm sure he's going to do for you in Isaiah 61. He's going to do something for you in Isaiah 61 before you read that, Mother E. See, now, once you start doing his will, and his will only is what you can reach. Now, this is what he's going to do for you. That we can read once you start doing his will. In Isaiah 61, princess, let's even say in verse 7 what he's going to do for you if you start doing his will. Isaiah 61, verse number 7, what does it say?
Isaiah 61, verse 7, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So he said, once you understand who you are, your responsibility according to this book, he said, I'm going to give you a double. I'm going to double you up. That's what he just said. But first of all, you got to know who you are and know what he's saying, and you got to govern yourself on what he got written. You see, Paul held his peace after he got hit in the mouth in 23. He said, because it is written, you cannot revive against the rulers of the peoples. So when anointed leadership say something, you got to suck it up. Now, if you suck it up, then Yahweh said, they must be on their way back. But if you got to come back every time anointed leadership tell you something, then you put yourself in a position, Yahweh said, He said, I'm just going to, Hosea 5:15 on you. What's saying Hosea 5:15? He said, I'm just going to put a Hosea 5:15 on you. What did it say there, Brother Makai?
On my way there now. The book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, I will go and return to my place. They acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
So evidently, you don't have enough affliction, because if you did, you must need some more, because you ain't turned to him. Although we know the network has got 195 international countries represented, and we can't even tell how many in the room, because the WCC have blocked it off on the count. But we know one thing, the woman is listening. your boss is number two is like the six anointed counts. Now, Mother E, what you reading, Mother E?
Psalms chapter 11, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
If the foundation, Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
You see that? So if you don't have your foundation, what can you do? See, you'll be gone, and that's why the WCC, 500 million members, they all in a uproar over this verse over here in Romans. They're in an uproar because they want to know, well, what they're talking about. But you only understand your Bible, you have to be, what can I say? Let's come back, Brother Titus. Let's just go back to this Romans chapter 9 again. Now we come back to, you read verse 7 again. Now, in that verse 7, all that was in that verse 7, we read something out of, read that verse 7 one more time.
The book of Romans chapter 11, verse 7 reads, what did Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for? But the election had obtained it, and the rest were blind.
Okay, the rest is blind. Now, come on back, Brother Mackay. Let's go back again to that First Kings. Now, we got to make sure we're clear about what Israel you're talking about. Because this conversation is about Israel. And that's one of the greatest mysteries of the Bible. When you read that book of Romans, it's talking about Israel. But what are happened by we not don't know who Israel is today, any teaching will work because we can't put our finger on who is Israel today. So we're going back to 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's see what happened that we can read for that to be. In 1 Kings chapter 11, we read about Jeroboam. He raised his hand up against Solomon. That means your wife put faith in his voice and raised his hand, and then he had to run for his life. So now in the 11th chapter of Brother Mackay, pick up verse 28, and let's see what we can get out of verse 28. 1 Kings 11, 28. Jeroboam, come on.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, picking it back up at verse 28. 28 reads, and the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the northern kingdom house means a nation or a family. So he made Jeroboam, for Solomon looked at him and see, oh, you got a lot of pride in you there. I like that. So I tell you what, I'm going to make you the representative of northern kingdom. Although at this time it was all one body. But when I got to have a report from the northern kingdom of Israel, I'm going to see you and you tell me something. But what happened, he got the big head and he put base in his voice and talked to Solomon. And when he put base in his voice and talked to Solomon, he was in trouble. So now, what happened in verse 29?
Okay. The book of 1 Kings chapter 11, 29. So we now read, and it came to pass that at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Yadav, polluted word Judah, that the seer, Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment. And they too were alone in the field. Verse 30. And Ahijah caught the new garment, and the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. Verse 31. And he said to Jeroboam, take you 10 pieces, for thus says Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you. Verse 32, but he shall
have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem, polluted word, Yada's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel.
So now we read where he was told earlier, verse not going to cover that in his lesson, but the Almighty appeared to Solomon and told Solomon, look here, what you're doing is out of order. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to rip the kingdom out from up under Judah. Now, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'll let you live out your life. I'm going to take it. I'm going to rip the kingdom after I kill you. You die, then I'm going to take the kingdom from you because you don't want to do what I tell you to do, Solomon. So now, right there and there, they became split. So it's been a split kingdom. So now, remember, northern kingdom start putting base in their boys, and we'll get a case in point by Brother Titus. Brother Titus, get a case in point of the northern kingdom putting base in their boys. In 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42. So now we're going to read where the northern kingdom, and they're going to tell you exactly how many they are, and that's why once you get on the right side of the book, you got to be very careful when you see the word Israel. You can't bunch them all up at the all of the whole 12 tribes. It's a split. Now, this is just conversation over here in by Brother Titus in the 11th, in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and verse 43. What it said of Brother Titus, what's going on in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and 43? What's going on there, Brother Titus? Come on.
2 Samuel, the seer, chapter 19, verse 42 to 43. And all the men of Yadav, Judah, southern kingdom, answer the man of Israel, northern kingdom, because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore, then be ye angry for this matter. Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or has he given us any gift? Verse 43, the man of Israel, or the northern kingdom, answered the man of Yadav, the southern kingdom, and said, we have 10 parts in the kingdom, and we have also more rights in David than you. Why did you despise us, or that our advice should not be first, had in bringing back our king? And the words of the man of Yada, Judah, southern kingdom, were inferior than the words of the man of Israel, of the northern kingdom.
You see the northern kingdom do? So they said, we got 10 pieces. You know, they majority rule. If we got 10 votes and you got 2 votes, that means I'm going to be putting that off. But that's the world stuff, but it's not Bible stuff. So northern kingdom said to Judah, King Tribe, we know David is our king, so we supposed to be close and advisory to him because we got 10 pieces. And you ain't got but 2. So why is our words is not taken first? See that? You see what it is? So they're going to know the kingdom right there. Looking at their numbers and not looking at the election of Yahweh. So they put base in their voice again. See, there it is. Northern kingdom put base in their voice again because Judah leads. Northern kingdom do not supposed to put base in your voice. When Judah talking, he's supposed to listen. It is a day. Run them out. We got 10 parts. So he supposed to listen to us more than he listen to you. See that? So now, so you understand? So this is what's going on. Now we're going back and find out about Brother Micaiah, what's going on now with that little foundation we laid. We're going back to the 11th chapter of 1 Kings. Now let's go back to 11 and see what's going on now in the 11th chapter. Let's see what happens. So now they'll start smelling themselves. So they said, we got more, and right now we think that we're going to make some statements. Let's see what happens by going down to the 12th chapter. Now remember, Israel is 10 pieces. Judah is 2 pieces. So when you see Israel from the book of 1 Kings 12, you got to already remember 10 pieces. Judah, 2 pieces. Split kingdom. So now, so when we read 12:16, you'll hear this word called all Israel. What all Israel? All 10 pieces. 12:16, let's see what's going on here there. Brother Micaiah. And 1 Kings chapter 12, pick up verse 16, let's see what's going on here.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 12, picking it up at verse 16 reads, so when all Israel saw their king hearken not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel, northern kingdom. Now see to your own house, Yahshua Judah. So Israel, northern kingdom, departed unto their tent.
Mm-hmm. And Israel is a northern kingdom, is 10 tribes. Israel, the northern kingdom, is 10 tribes. So when you see Israel from this point on, you're talking about Israel, northern kingdom, 10 tribes. 10 tribes, northern kingdom. All Israel is 10 tribes. Because we read in the 11th chapter the split. So we do get back to Romans with that in mind. That should make you start getting suspicious about when Paul came on the scene and he was talking some good talk. You should begin suspicious after you get your foundation. 10 tribes is Israel. 2 tribes is Judah. Keep that in your mind. Now, so what happened in verse 19 and verse 20? Let's see what happened in verse 19 and 20.
Okay, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, so Israel, the northern kingdom, 10 tribes, rebelled against the house of David, the southern kingdom, Yada put the word Judah, until this day. Verse 20, and it came to pass, when all Israel, the northern kingdom, 10 tribes, heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him to the congregation and made him king over all Israel, northern kingdom, 10 tribes. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah, the southern kingdom, only.
Mm-hmm. And who was with Judah, the southern kingdom, and the fourth line of 21? And who was this right hand man that we can read? 21 verse 4. Now Judah was in the southern kingdom. Now let's see who was Judah's right hand man in the fourth line of verse 21. What you got there, Brother McKinley?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 21. 21 reads, and when Rehoboam was come to Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah, polluted word for Yada, with the tribe of Benjamin, the southern kingdom.
That's it right there. So now that's how the southern kingdom was made up. Judah and Benjamin. Judah, what you call today African American Negroes in color, and Benjamin, what you call today Jamaicans. So we just, you know, so that the one you call over there in Jamaica, that is, and you know, a lot of most spots over there, and got a lot of spots over there in Africa too, but we just talking about what you do know by being over here in America. So you see the Jamaicans, that is the Benjamites. That is Benjamin. And according to the Bible, Benjamin is supposed to be the right-hand man to Judah. Always ready to do the right thing under Judah's lead. That's how it was set up right there. Now, what happened in verse 25? And I read a little bit faster there, Brother Makai. Pick up verse 25 and find out what happened. Now, Jeroboam got his 10 tribes now. So he rebelled against Southern Kingdom. So he got his 10 tribes together and rebelled. Now, let's see what his mind telling to do in verse 25 down to verse 33. Let's see what his mind takes. Kind of pop it up to read that, Brother Micaiah. Come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 25 to 33. Verse 25 reads, and Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, northern kingdom, and dwelt therein, and went out from there and built Penuel. Verse 26, and Jeroboam said in his mind, now should the kingdom return to the house of David, the southern kingdom? 27, if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, polluted word Yada Judah, then shall the mind of this people turn again unto their Yahweh, even unto Rehoboam, king of Yada, through the word Judah, and they shall kill him, and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada. Verse 28, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves go, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem, polluted word Yada. Behold, your Yahweh, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Ezraim. Verse 29, and he set the one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. Verse 30, and this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. In verse 31, and he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not the sons of Levi. Verse 32, and Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Yada, through the word Judah. And he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel sacrifices unto the calf that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. Verse 33. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised of his own mind, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, northern kingdom. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense.
Mm-hmm. And sum it all up. What happened in verse 29?
In the book of first
sum it all up in verse 30. What happened in verse 30? Sum it all up there, Brother Micaiah. Sum it all up in verse 30. What happened when Jeroboam did all this, put his own thing together, what happened pertaining to northern kingdom in verse 30?
Verse 10, chapter 12, verse 30, reads, 30, and this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan.
So what he did, he caused northern kingdom Israel to sin, break the Torah instruction. So that's what happened. So that's why you got the split in southern and northern kingdom. So now the northern kingdom is up on the scene. So now they have pulled away from the southern kingdom. So now you got it. So now you got the foundation. Now you remember when Mother Eve read the foundation, if your foundation be destroyed, what can your righteous do? So now, once northern kingdom up under Jeroboam no longer came back to the southern kingdom to worship, they start doing their own thing. That caused Israel to be up on the scene. And that's what's going on today. Northern kingdom is up on the scene today because the northern 10 tribes is right now 99% of them is Roman Catholic Church members. And they're hollering about Guadalupe. That's how they roll today. So they up on the scene. Now, let's go back to Brother Titus. So now we're going to lay the foundation. So when we jump down in Romans chapter 11 for the WCC, they can't get out of it, but we'll help you get out of it. Now we're going to 11. With that understanding, now we're going back to Romans chapter 11. So when you mention Israel from this point on, after you come out of the 12th chapter, you got to call them Israel, the 10 northern tribes. Israel, 10, especially when you teach it. Israel, the 10 northern tribes. You can't say 12 tribes of Israel, it's 10 northern tribes. So you got to paint that picture. When you talk Israel, it's the 10 northern tribes. So now Paul was sent to the Israel, who? The 10 northern tribes. So now Paul, he got his eyes on them real carefully. And Paul know they're in bad shape. So now we understand verse number 7 in the 11th chapter. So now we understand when Paul made this statement right here in 11 verse 7. What do you say again, Brother Titus, 11 verse 7?
The book of Romans chapter 11 verse 7 reads, what did Israel, the northern tribes, northern kingdom, had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election had obtained it, and the rest were blind.
So the election had obtained it, you know, the one that Yah God Judah, they got it, they all good. But the rest are blind, so they blind. So now, what happened next in verse 8 there, Brother Titus?
Verse 8, according as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, the eyes that they should not see, and the ears that they should not hear unto this day.
So here goes. Now here goes your teaching coming in. Who's the day he put the spirit on that you can't see according to verse 7? Now, listen good, WCC. He says he put the spirit on them where they can't see. They blind, they're in bad shape. Now, who are you talking about that he put the spirit on in verse 7? Help me out there, Titus. What's going on, Brother Titus?
Romans chapter 11, verse 7. What did Israel, northern kingdom, to northern tribe, and all attain that which he seeketh for, but the election that obtained it, and the rest were blind?
So when we read verse 8 there, Brother Titus, when do we put in the 10 northern tribes that he talks about her that is blind? So when would you put it in? Insert in verse 7 by Israel, the 10 northern tribes. Let's see, where would you insert it in verse 8? Because see, now what you're doing, you're painting a picture. Because remember one thing. The whole world is in darkness, and that's why this ministry is created, to come behind everybody and straighten up some things and paint the picture. So now we come on this network humble to paint the picture. So now listen real good as the picture be painted in verse number 8 by one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Titus. Come on.
Romans chapter 11, verse 8. According as it is written, Yahweh has given them to the northern tribes of the northern kingdom, the spirit of slumber, and the eyes that think. The northern tribes, northern kingdom, should not see, and the ears that they should not hear, they, the northern kingdom, should not hear unto this day.
Excellent. Now see, that makes the old seer happy right there. That's excellent right there. See, that's excellent. So now you see, there it is right there. See, that's why when you jump down in the book of Romans, and then you bring in all the rest of the nation, that ain't talking about the rest of the nation. That's talking about Northern Kingdom, because they broke away from the power of Southern Kingdom. That's why Paul is there. We see we got another Muslim came on stage, so I'm going to bring her in. Let's see if we bring in Mother D of Israel. She came on stage for the ninth episode, part 70, so when you meet the Moses out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah. Y'all probably busy to see right. Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah. Y'all probably busy to see right. what's going on at WCC. I can't hear Mother D up in there. We got our microphone on mute. Oh. Okay, well, I heard that. Mother E, it's bad, Doctor. We just heard a verse says it is written. You say you can go written where that Israel has got slumbered eyes and they can't see and they blind to this day. They said, you know what? It's written that you can read that. Oh, so you trying to tell me, you mean it's a foundational statement that's already been called already? Let's go find out that Mother E. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 6 and see where it's written at. And that we can read, because it is written. So you see when you jump out from Romans chapter 11, it's telling you it is written that he gave them eyes to not see to this day. He said you can go back on the left side of the book and read the prophecy of it and the fulfillment over there and Paul. See that? Let's go see if we find out what's going on at Mother E. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 6. Let's see if we find out what's going on at Isaiah chapter 6.
Okay.
In Isaiah chapter 6, let's find out where it's written at and who we're talking about. They can't see nothing. They're blind to this day. It has already been told by what is written. Let's see if we find out what is written at. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 6, and we'll pick it at verse number 7. Let's see what we can read and take it on to verse 10. Let's see, can we read exactly, you say it's written about a people that got, they can't see nothing, although they're looking red, they hear it, but they don't hear it. They say you can go back and read it. Let's see, can we read it over there in Isaiah chapter 6. And we'll pick up verse 7, 9, and verse 10. Let's read about it, Mother E. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. Verse 7. As a piece of pomegranate, are they...
Hold on. Look at it real good. Isaiah chapter 6. Look at Isaiah 6 real carefully. Pick up verse number 7. Isaiah chapter 6. And pick up verse 7, 9, and verse 10. Look at it. Real kept that Mother E.
Okay. I'm in the wrong chapter. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 6, okay, verse 7, read. And he laid it up. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7. And he laid it up on my mouth and said, lo, this has thy lip, and thy iniquity sin is taken away, and thy sin purged. Verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Yahweh saying, whom shall I send, and whom shall go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse 9, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not. Verse 10, make the mind of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their ears and hear with their eyes, with their ears. Let me read that again. Make the mind of this people fat, and make their ears and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their mind and covering and be healed.
He said, and convert and be healed. He said, and convert and be healed. He said, listen. He said, and convert and be healed. He said, let them He said, first of all, think after, he said in verse 10, it make the mind of this people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their mind and convert and be healed. So you got to be convert to be healed. That means things that you have thought that's going on, you got to remember what it's saying. Let me go back. WCC said you're staying up mother's microphone. Let me see. Okay, WCC, I'll go back and see. Mother D of Israel, child of Yahweh, Judah. Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. Right. All right, WCC, I'll give you a point. Mother, they say if you convert and you'll be healed, and he said, but first you got to convert to be healed. What that mean that we can read in 14:34, 2nd Esther? What that mean? What got to happen? What got to happen for Northern Kingdom? He said now, because he's talking about Northern Kingdom right now, 10 Northern tribes. It's the prophecy of them when we're reading over there in Romans. He said now, if they convert, I heal them. So what is he saying they got to do? How do they convert? Let's see what they got to do in 14:34, 2nd Ezra. Mother D of Israel, what they got to do that we can read in 14:34 that they got to do to get some healing? Let's see what they got to do to get some healing in 14:34 of the book of 2nd Ezra. Come on.
2nd Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34. Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy.
He said you gotta get all the stuff you got in your head out of your head. You gotta take that base out of your voice. You gotta stop all your comeback statement when we tell you something. He said, then you know you gotta reform your mind. That means you can't always have an answer to but. You got to hold your but up and listen. Then the Almighty said, I will heal you. Let's precept that to Matthew, G of Israel, in the 18th chapter, verse 3 and 4. He said, now, because you see what happened to Jeroboam. Jeroboam had to break out running because Solomon peaked that he was a valid man. That means he was a good warlike type of man, and he put him over Northern Kingdom. But he got the big head. He started putting bass in his voice. He said, brother, you was appointed to be over the Northern Kingdom. What you doing talking all smack to the king for? So that's what happened. See, sometimes you can put people in a position. They all of a sudden get puffed up, and they spirit a chain. And then now they know more than you know. We don't need that million times ourselves. They'll get puffed up in a minute. And you saying, you came here, you didn't know none of this. But now you know more than we know, and we want to talk to you. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. So now, so this is what the Northern Kingdom got to do. For them to be helped today, it's written over in Matthew 18 what they got to do. They got to put all that Roman Catholicism down. And then it got to be an 18, verse 3 and 4, Maldi of Israel. What is that? What that mean? 18, 3 and 4.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. And said, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven.
So you tell the northern kingdom, you got to humble yourself. You got to take that butt out there. You got to take all that butt. You got to stop. And just like the elder said soundly, those that have learned a few verses up on now, the elder told you soundly, do not call a seer before class, while the class going on, or even after the class. You got any questions or comments, call the international line. The international line, if the question is right, one of the six anointed camp will get back with you. Do not call the seer before the class, while the class going on, or even after the class. Because we got too much on the table, don't do it. Leave a message on the international line, and if your question is, or your comment is legit, one of them will get back with you. So if you follow the rules and regulations of the Bible, everything will run smooth. Now, getting back to WCC now, in the book of Romans, with that understanding. Now, they're going back to Brother Titus, and we'll get another verse. So we're going to touch out two verses to know one thing that he said in verse number 9, he made a final statement. We read verse 7 and 8. So now we know who he's talking about, Northern King again. So now, Brother Titus, what does it say in verse 9?
Chapter 11, verse 9 reads, it never said that there, Northern Kingdom, table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a break of pit unto them.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10, listen good.
Verse 10, that there of the Northern Kingdom, eyes be darkened, that they, the Northern Kingdom, ten Northern tribes, may not see, and bow down their back always. Verse 11, I say thee.
Hold that part right there. Read that verse 10 again.
Verse 10. That there, the northern tribes, the northern kingdom, eyes be darkened, that they, the northern kingdom, the northern tribes, may not see and bow down their back always.
Mm-hmm. Is it the not see and bow their back down? You know they got over there in Mexico? You know their logo is, right? Northern kingdom. Bowed between two donkeys and got their back bent over. That's their logo, you know, because, you know, they, you know, we don't get off into that. But that's the logo of Northern Kingdom right now. You know, they do a lot of hard work. Back always down. Okay, but it's prophesied by this, you know, so you go to Mexico, that's why you see them riding them donkeys and taking a siesta at a proper time. Back is bent over. See? So it tells a story about a people, but you got to know how to soundly go and break this thing down to paint a picture on what's going on in the 11th chapter. Now, it talks about let the eyes be dark. Now, we're going to precept that, Brother Micaiah, and see what you're talking about. We're going to see by taking verse 10, 11, 10, let the eyes be darkened, and that they may not see and bow down their back always. So we go on just to find out who they're talking about by going to Matthew chapter 4 there. Brother Micaiah, we're going to see who he's talking about. See, let's see, he's talking about other nations, or he's talking about a specific people. Remember, back bent down and eyes, they don't see nothing. They're hearing everything, but they still ain't got it together. We're going to see, can we run this down and find out what's going on. Let's pick it up at verse number 13 down to verse number 16. Let's see what we can read in Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 down to verse 16, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what we can read as we break down the 11th chapter of the book called Romans. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 13 down to 16.
Hold on, Brother Micaiah. Hold on, but just read it where you see it, because we're going to do some edifying in there. We're going to leave them keywords in there so we can tighten it up. let you know who they calling who and what's going on. And 4, verse 13, just read the way you see it. Straight on down to verse 16, and we'll put the dramatics in it. Come on.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 13 down to 16. 13 reads, And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the seer, saying, 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, by Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
He said the people that sit in great darkness saw the light. Okay. Who are the people that sit in great darkness that we can read in verse 15? So now when we jump back into Romans with that picture painted, who are these people that sit in darkness and their eyes was blind, they was all shut down? He's going to tell you right in verse 15. Who is that? And then when you sit in darkness, you got a title over your head called something to get ready to read. Let's see what title is over your head. When you sit in darkness, your ears all clogged up, that make you a what? In verse 15, listen good.
The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 15. 15 reads, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
So that make you a Gentile. So he's talking northern kingdom. And northern kingdom is a Gentile because here's the point. When you the people that sit in darkness and you walk under the shadow of death over your head, you in darkness. So the ones they talk about in the book of Romans is northern kingdom because they don't broke away from southern kingdom. So right now they walking around in darkness. Huh? They sin, but they ain't sin. They hearing, but they ain't hearing. So when you jump down in the book of Romans, the people that sit in darkness is northern kingdom because we read the foundation. The 10 northern tribes broke away from southern kingdom and started doing their own thing in the 12th chapter, verse 25 to 33. So they started doing their own thing, and that put them in darkness. So now they got to have a hero, which is the light. The light got to come. The light got to help them out now. Be clear about it. So now they need some light shining on them. And we ain't talking about them street lights. They need another type of light, but we're not going to bring in the light right now. So we those that have kept up, they understand what light got to shine on them as we speak. Our light got to shine on you. You got it? Good. Let's go back, Brother Titus. So we clear, we painted the picture now. What's going on in Romans, so this don't have nothing to do with the other nations. That got something to do with northern kingdom, people that sit in darkness. And they need some light on them to be shining on them. That's what they need. They need a little light on them. Let's see what it says, just straight out, but Titus. Let's read the way you see it, because we're going to take care of some good business in 11, verse 11. Listen to saying 11, 11.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 11 reads, I say then, have they, the northern tribes of the northern kingdom, stumbled, that they, the northern kingdom, the northern tribes, shall fall. Yahweh forbid, but rather, through their fall of the northern kingdom, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. Was to provoke them to jealousy.
But just read where you see it. Let me put it in there because don't even put it in northern or southern. Just read verse 11 again and let me tighten this up because it's a point in here that this word of WCC, they all stumble at this thing. And so if you read it the way you see it, then I'm able to go in and see if we tighten up some precepts on it. Look at 11, verse 11 again now. Brother Titus?
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 11. Read. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Mm-hmm. Yahweh forbid, but rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy.
Yeah, well, salvation came to the Gentiles. See, now, see, so this is where the six anointed camps come in. See, now, salvation came to the Gentiles. You know, for salvation to come to the Gentiles, we got to find out about this salvation. So now we got to find out some Prince Leo. We got to find out about this thing now. Now we got to do some precepting, see? Let's find what they're saying. But salvation, it came to the Gentiles. See, now they'll take that verse right there and see that. Salvation came to the Gentiles, okay? But now we got to find out what Gentiles you're talking about. See, that's where we come in at. Let's find out what Gentiles you're talking about by precepting your Bible. Let's go to the third chapter of Princess. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 3. And find out who you're talking about where this salvation is coming to the Gentile. What Gentile are you talking about that we can read by going to Jeremiah 3, verse 23? What does it say in Jeremiah 3, 23? Press it. Leo or Israel, come out of camp, come on.
Jeremiah 3, verse 23. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahweh is a salvation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Well, see, you got that total wrong because all you do is read where it is, because when you guess that, you're going to be guessing wrong. Read where you see it. Because remember, it ain't no 12 tribes at this time. The kingdoms are split. It's your mark. Read where you see it. Let me put the dramatics on it.
Jeremiah 3, verse 23, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahweh, thy Yahweh is salvation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now, the young lions, what is Israel talking about, young lions? Brother McKay, Brother Titus, what they talking about in this verse of his friend, right?
The Lord of the King.
Jeremiah 3:23.
What are we talking about that we can read in 3:23? What is this talking about, Ready? This is a prophecy of what we read.
Jeremiah
what
chapter 3.
Talking about the northern king.
The northern 10 tribes.
The northern 10 tribes.
That's what we want to hear about. The northern 10 tribes. So they're talking about the rear. They're talking about the northern 10 tribes.
Northern
King. I know you got it, but we got to get young lions on this thing. So you're trying to get the young lions to be able to take care of this thing.
I know you can hear me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear you real good. So, radio, bottom line, is talking about if you're going to put anything in there, you put in salvation of Israel, the northern 10 tribes. That's how you paint the picture right there. Because remember, after 1 Kings 12, you got a split kingdom. It's no more 12 tribes anymore. And it will not be no 12 tribes anymore until we show you the scripture. So whenever time you see after the 12th chapter of 1 Kings, you only talk 10 when you're talking Israel, or 2. When you're talking Israel, never 12.
Yeah,
that's right. Cool. Come on back, Brother Titus. And let me come back. I got on the scene because we got to take care of this business in this book of Romans. We're gonna help the WPC out and the other camp that they don't want to mention. Please don't call our name out. We won't. If that's what you don't want, you won't do it. So we're going back to Romans chapter 11. With that understanding, when we look at this verse again in the 11th chapter, verse 11, we clear how to read this verse 9. And is that right, Brother Titus? 11, verse 11, come on.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 11, verse 11. Read. I say then, have they, nor the king is stubborn, that they should fall. Yahweh forbid, but rather, through their salvation, is come unto the Gentiles. Rule the word for the northern kingdom, to the northern tribes, for to provoke them to jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12.
Verse 12. Now, if the fall of death of the northern kingdom, to the northern tribes, be the riches of the world, and the dimension for death, nor the king, nor the tribes, the riches of the Gentiles.
Well, you might read it like you said, and let me kind of tighten it up. Then once we tighten it up, then we're able to come back. Because right now, if you read that like that, somebody asked, well, where you getting all that from? Now, you got to be real. Now, you got to make sure that you got your Titus hat on when they ask you, well, wait a minute now, Brother Titus, you done did a whole lot of talking. So now when you throw in what you just throw in, you got to be able to go and deliver the knockout blow. So read that like it is and let them see or tighten it up. Then once it's tightened up, we got the system to work with to tighten this up. Come on back to 11 verse 12 again. Just read what you see.
Romans chapter 11 verse 12. Now if the fall of death be the riches of the world and the diminishes of death, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?
Mm-hmm. So it's the fall is and now the fall of them be the riches of the world. So now find what word we're talking about. Hey, Mother G of Israel, find what word they're talking about. Let's go to 45 verse 17, what word they're talking about in Isaiah. See right there and there, they think this is what he messed up at. See, we're talking about the fall of the world. What word are you talking about that we can read in 45:17 of Isaiah? Come on there, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's we hear you chopping at the bit to get in there and say, well, here's a minute. But we get me a young tiger ready to take over this thing. So we gotta keep an eye on them real carefully. 45:17, come on.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, read. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
Mm-hmm. So the world he's talking about was Israel's world, not the world of other nations. He's talking about the world of Israel. So you see, that was the world of Israel he's talking about with the riches of the world tonight. Now watch what he say in verse 14. Now watch what he say in 11th chapter, verse 14.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 14, read. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and might save some of them.
He's trying to put some emulation on them that's my flesh. And I'll say and might save some of them. So now there you go right there, see? Now we got to go, Mother E. Now we got to find what you're talking about. Who is Paul's flesh? See? That's the point. What did Paul say he is? What did he say he is? Hey, Mother E, what did Paul say he is in verse 11, verse 1? See what Paul say. 11 verse 1. What Paul say he is that we can read? Mother E, 11 verse 1, what did he say? Mother E, what's going on with Mother E, WCC? What's going on with Mother E, WCC? I feel like you can Mother E for right now. Well, your radio station, you can do what you want to do. Mother GF Israel, let's find out, who is Paul talking about his flesh? He said, now, if I can, in verse 14, if by any means I might, provoke to immolation them which are my flesh. Brother Micaiah, look up that word immolation. Tell me what that word means. I mean, for the national audience, so they can hear that word. And when you get it, let me know. Mother D of Israel, let's see what Paul's talking about in 11 verse 1. Who's Paul?
Romans.
Paul is, Romans 11, 1. What does it say in 11, 1?
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
He said, I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. He said, I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. So whatever his flesh is, he's talking about, you see that? So you see when they jump down in this book here and they bring the whole world in there? No, Paul talking about, he's, look, I'm an Israelite. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a seed of Israel from the tribe of Benjamin. He knew he was Israel. He didn't tell you what tribe he's from. Benjamin. See that thing, right? So now his flesh got to be from the tribe of Benjamin. You say you got a mother deep up Israel microphone together? Okay. All right. WCC, we're going to find out. Mother E. Yeah, Mother E. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. And let's find out something what Paul's saying. Paul do some talking. Let's read the way you see it. Let's see what Paul's saying in Philippians chapter 3. He's going to tell you something in verse 3. Hey, Moe, what are you saying in 3:3 that we can read? Moe, what are you saying in 3:3 that we can read? Well, we told you her microphone was on mute, but it's not. Count four. Let's run. Let's run Philippians chapter 3:3. Count four. Princess Leora, go to Philippians chapter 3 and pick with verse 3. Let's see what we can get out of this. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 3. What are we working with there, Campo?
Philippians 3.
And pick it up at verse 3.
Philippians 3, verse 3. For we are the circumcision, which worship Yahweh in spirit, and rejoice in Yahweh the Son, and have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has thereof, he might trust in the flesh I more.
Hold on, you know what Paul saying? He said, look, if y'all want to talk flesh, I can tell you something about me. I'm going to be a short and stature, but I'm well put together and left. That's what he's saying. He says, I can boast with you if you want me to. But I ain't going to boast with you. I'm going to tell you about myself in verse number 5. Now, Paul, tell these northern kingdoms something about himself. What do you say in verse 5 there, Princess?
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Israelite, of the Israelites as touching the Torah instruction, a Pharisee.
Mm-hmm. So you see that big talk it is. So you just look at it. You say, look at it. If I can boast on myself if I want to, I can boast big time on myself. He said, look at it. He said, I'm an Israelite of Israelites, and I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. And touching the Torah instruction, a Pharisee. He said, I had this thing down pat. But I ain't come here to boast about what I'm about. That what he just said. All right. That sounds pretty good there. And what does he say? You can talk a little bit more now. Let me see how you handle verse 6 there. Let me see how you handle 6. Now, you young lions, now, you'll come back behind it. If she don't knock out the park, I'm going to call on the young lions and knock it out the park. Verse 6, come on.
Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the 12 tribes, setting the righteousness which is in the Torah instructions blameless.
Well, like I said earlier, pay attention, take notes. It ain't no 12 tribes after 1 Kings chapter 12. It's nobody.
Okay, it's the...
Just leave it alone. Hold it. Let the young lions grab that verse. Come on, which one of the young lions going to grab that verse and help edify this national audience?
And Philippians chapter 3, verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecute the church through the word, temple, temple the righteousness, which is in the Torah instruction, blameless.
Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, take a shot at that verse of that. Brother Micaiah, take a shot at the verse.
Okay. The book of Philippians chapter 3, picking up at verse 6. Verse 6 reads, concerning zeal, prosecuting the church, polluted word for all the congregation of the children of Israel, touching, but this part is Yada Judah, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instructions, blameless.
Read that again.
The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, concerning zeal, prosecuting the church, polluted word for
persecuting it.
Persecuting the church, polluted word for the southern kingdom. Yada, polluted word Judah, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instructions, blameless.
All right, let me get mother dear. Come on in there, mother dear of Israel. Kick at that verse, that mother dear of Israel. Come on back with this verse. Come on back with that 3:6.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6, concerning the zeal, persecuting the church polluted for the whole congregation of Israel, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instruction, blameless.
Read that again. Excellent. You young lions, pay attention now, young lions. Excellent. Because I have to make a detour behind that. Remember one thing. Trying to get these young lions ready to go. You got to go. Got to go. Come on back, mothers. Bring it out again.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. Concerning the zeal, persecuting the church, polluted for the whole congregation of Israel, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instruction, blameless.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because, now we got to make a detour on that for teaching's sake, we got to make a little detour on holy on now. Yeah. So, one thing about it, we got to make a little detour on for teaching's sake. Now, I don't know if y'all want to straighten up Mother E's microphone yet. I want to find out. Mother E, is your microphone been straightened back up? They said, call now, a microphone is straightened up. Mother E, your microphone is straightened up. Say something. WCC, you trying to throw me off for a minute, but it ain't going to work. Now, but see, now I got to make a detour on that because I gotta take care of a little something. Maybe let me swing down and see if I bring to the stage and see if we bring somebody up to the stage. We'll make another little detour. Let's see if we run out there around and find Princess. Let's see if we find Princess and bring her in. Let's see if we find A, B, or B. You can find A.B. or Phoebe and bring her in. Well, can't bring her on right now. We wait a little bit on that. Princess, we'll wait. Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah.
I got to make a little detour because I got payments and things. But remember one thing, you know, this the network is packed jam, so we can't leave no doubt on the table. So we got to bag away and find out something that we need to know. Let's see what we need to know in First Peter and read the way you see it, because I'm going get me some out of this, and I'm gonna come back and find out some things. In First Peter chapter 5 verse 13, can you give me a profound word? Just leave it like it is, because we're going to take care of a little business on this word and clean it up real good and come back. Let's see what's going on in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. Let's see what's going on here that we can read. Peter.
I need a word
the way the world going to read this word right here in 1 Peter 5, 13. Then we're going to tighten it up. 1 Peter 5:13, what it say?
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. The church that is at Babylon, elect, together with you, salute you, and so doeth Marcus, my son.
Mm-hmm. So we got a church. The church is at Babylon. See, that's what that says, mm-hmm. Right? So this is where we got to investigate. So now you got a church at Babylon. All right now, brother Titus, let's find out about this church at Babylon by doing some scripture reading, by going to Jeremiah 13 and picking up verse 19-24 down to 27. Because see, remember, the Bible has a double meaning. It don't always mean the same thing every time you read it. It might mean something else. Now, we got a church at Babylon. We got to find out what church is at Babylon that we can read. Remember, he was writing to the church at Babylon, but he messed around and said this church is elect. Now, that's a big topic there. So now we got to paint the picture on this elect that's in Babylon. That's called a church. Let's see what we can get going on in the 13th chapter there of Brother Titus. Look at verse 19 and skip down to 24 down to verse 27.
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 13, verse 19. Skip down verse 24 to 27. Jeremiah is here, chapter 13, verse 19. The cities of the south should be shut up, and none to open them. Yahdah Judah, son of the king, should be carried away captive. All of it should be wanted carried away captive. Verse 24 reads, therefore, when I gather them as a stumble that passed away by the wind of the wilderness. 25. This is thy lot, the portion of your measures. For me, said Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Verse 26. Therefore, will I discover your skirt upon my face, that your shame may appear. Verse 27 reads, I have seen your adulteries and your nakedness and lewdness of your horses and your abominations on hills in the fields. Woe to me, disaster to me, O Yahdah Judah, son of the king, will you not be made clean? Here shall it once be.
Mm-hmm. So far, Titus, who are we talking about right now in this 13th chapter? So who's we talking about so far?
We're talking about the southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah.
Good. All right. Good. Let's go to the 8th chapter of the same book and pick it up at 1 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 8, 1 through 10. Let's see if we get a little bit more. Now we're trying to paint the picture. Let's see if we get a little bit more. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 8, 1 through 10 now. But Titus, what does it say?
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 8, verse 1 through 10 reads, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1. At that time, said Yahweh, they should bring out of the bones of the kings of Yada Judah, son of the kingdom, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the seers, and the bones of the habitations of the son of the kingdom, through the word Jerusalem, out of their grave. Verse 2, and they should spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, to whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They should not be gathered, nor be buried. They should be for dung upon the face of the earth. Verse 3, and death should be chosen rather than life, by all the residue of death that remained for this evil family, which remained in all the places where they have driven them, said Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4 reads, moreover, you should say to them, thus said Yahweh, should they fall and not arise? Should he turn away and not return? Verse 5, what then is this people of Yada Judah, son of the kingdom, through the word Jerusalem, sliding back by the special black flyer, everlasting black flyer? They hold fast his feet. They refuse to return. Verse 6, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as a horse rushes into the battle. Verse 7, yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane observe the time for their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. Verse 8, how do you say, we are wise, and the Torah instruction of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly, in vain may he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse 9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed, and taken low. They have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is in this? Verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 10. Therefore, why give their wives unto others and their fields to them that should not, that they should inherit it? For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to the covetous.
Mm-hmm. So again, Brother Titus, who are we talking about in the 8th chapter, 1 through 10? Who are we talking about by name?
Talking about the son of the kingdom, Yada Judah.
Good. Let's go to Romans, Jeremiah chapter 9 and look at 6 through 13. So keep that, hold it, keep that picture in your mind. So happen we're talking about Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom. Keep that picture in mind by going to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 6 down to verse 13.
Jeremiah, this is chapter 9. Your habitation is in the midst of the sea. Through the sea, they refuse to know me, said Yahweh. Verse 7 reads, therefore, thus said Yahweh, behold, I will melt them and try them. For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Verse 8, their tongue is as an arrow shoot out. It speaketh deceit, one speaketh peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his mind they lay his way. Verse 9, shall I not visit him for these things, said Yahweh? Should not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Verse 10, for the mountain would I take up for weeping and wailing, for the habitation of the wilderness and lamentation, because they are burnt up so that none can pass through them. Neither command hear the voice of the captive. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled. They are gone. Verse 11. And I will make the southern kingdom, Yadah, who the word Jerusalem, heat, and a den of dragons. And I will make the city of Yadah, the southern kingdom, Judah, desolate, without inhabitants. Verse 12. Who is the wise man that may understand it? And who is he to whom the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, that they may declare for what the land perishes and is burnt up like wilderness, and none passes through? Verse 13. And Yahweh said, because they have forsaken my Torah instruction of the first five books, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein.
Who are they talking about in the ninth chapter? Who are we talking about, Titus? Who are we talking about in the ninth chapter?
This conversation is about the southern kingdom, Yadah Judah.
All right, that's their name. That was the conversation about. All right, then. All right, young line of Brother Micaiah. So we own stuff. Let's go to Jeremiah 22, Brother Micaiah. And we're going to look at 22, 1 through 5, verse 9, 13, and 25. We're going to Jeremiah 22, 1 through 5, verse 9, 13, and 25. Jeremiah 22, 1 through 5, skip down to verse 9, 13, and 25. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah? You on the clock, come up.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, 9, 13, and 25. Verse 1 reads, thus says Yahweh, go down to the house of the king of Yadah, polluted word Judah, southern kingdom, and speak there this word. Verse 2, and say, hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Yadah, polluted word Judah, southern kingdom, that sitteth upon the throne of David, you and your servants and your people that enter in by these gates. Verse 3, thus says Yahweh, execute you judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence, and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. Verse 4, for if you do this thing indeed, then should there enter in by the gates of this house king sitting upon the thrones of David, riding in the chariot and on the horses, he and his servants and his people. Verse 5, but if you will not hear these words, I will swear by myself, saith Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. Verse 9, then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, their Yahweh, and worship false Yahweh, and serve them. Verse 13, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth the name of service without wages, and giveth him not his work, give him not for his work. Verse 25, and I will give you into the hand of them that seek your life, and into the hand of them whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans.
Read verse 25 again.
Verse 25 reads, and I will give you in the hand of them that seek your life, and into the hand of them whose faith you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans.
Who are we talking about in verse 22? Who is he talking about that he'll give in the hands of the king of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon? Who's he talking about there, Brother Micaiah? Who is he talking about in that verse 22? Who is he talking about here?
He was talking about who he's gonna give it to was tribe of Yada.
Oh, but you ain't saying that with conviction. You saying like you ain't certain. Are you certain?
I'm certain.
You certain? Well, put some faith in your boss and make it certain what's going on. One thing about it. But when you get past OC, you can be ready to go. So make it real plain. What's going on in verse 22 that we read? So what this conversation is all about in verse 22, 1 through 5, 9, 13, 25? Who's he talking about? Make it real plain.
He's talking about the tribe of Yada, giving them over to the hand of King of Nebuchadnezzar if they don't do the Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm. And who is Nebuchadnezzar again in verse 25?
Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon.
Oh, so they go to king of Babylon. So when we read that book, when Brother Titus read all Israel over there in Philippians, so that's why we going to peep at that again, is that that's all Israel there? Because remember, how can that be all Israel? Oh, because every time it don't mean the same thing, every time it might mean something different. Keep that in mind. So now, we're coming back to the 24th chapter now of Brother Micaiah. And we're going to look at the 24th chapter, verse 9 and 10 of Jeremiah. What does it say in 24, verse 9 and 10?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 reads, "And I would deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all places where the eye shall drive them." Verse 10, "And I would send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers."
Who is he talking about in 24 verse 9 and 10?
He's talking about Yada.
Excellent. Now go to Jeremiah 52. Because we're sitting in a trap. And Yahweh beat you there, Brother Anderson. I hope you're taking notes again there, Brother Anderson. This is just real good. Although you came in real late, so if you missed the foundation, you got a lot of catching up to do, Brother Anderson. Now, in Jeremiah 52, pick a verse 27-31. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 52. What was the two verses?
27-31.
Okay.
27-31, what does it say?
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 52, verses 27 to 31. Verse 27 reads, "And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus, Judah, polluted word for Yada, was carried away captive out of his own land." Verse 28, "This is the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the seventh year. Polluted word Jews, and 3 and 20. Verse 29, "In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada, 832 persons. Verse 30, "In the 3 and 20th year of Nebuchadnezzar, Dan, the captain of the guard, carried away captives of the polluted word Jews for Yada, polluted word Judah, 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. Verse 31, "And it came to pass in the 7th and 13th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada, in the 12th month, in the 5th and 20th day of the month, that Evel and Baal-Marduk, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lift up the head of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada, and brought him forth out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Now go to Daniel 1, verse 1 there, Brother Micaiah. Daniel 1, 1. Then we coming back to Mother B of Israel. And then Mother B of Israel going to take it. She'll take it from there once we get it real good. Now let's now we got it real good. One thing we know about the mother, they great note takers. Great note takers. Now we're coming back to 1:1 and Daniel. What it said, 1:1 and Daniel.
The book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada, and besieged it.
Mm-hmm. So Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came upon Yada, Judah, and taking them to Babylon. Right? Right. Mm-hmm. So now we find out that this is talking about Yada, Judah, that was taken mm-hmm. to Babylon. Now we're going back to Mother Day of Israel. Let's see what they got on Yada, Judah. That's in Babylon. Let's see the words they got on Yahdah Judah. That's in Babylon. Now we coming right back with all that we undid. We coming right back to 1 Peter 5, verse 13. Now, Mother, you can go and knock it out the park now, Mother. Mother, if Israel, you might as well go knock out the park now. So we did all of that. Because we're going back to Philippians again because Brother Titus said, all Israel in the book of Philippians. He said all. But we find out that this all ain't talking about all in this case. It's talking about somebody else. So we're going to go back and let Brother Titus clean it up real good after Mother later the knockout blow right here. Exactly what's going on in 1 Peter 5:13. Mother D of Israel, you're going to knock out the paw for the young lions right now.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. The church polluted for the whole congregation. No, it ain't the whole congregation. You got me confused now. After what I done heard. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13.
Hold that part right there. Right there. Hold that part right there. Bronchitis, run to Job 11, verse 6. Run to Job 11, verse 6 and 43:24. Brother McCoy had me the book of Sirach 43:24 waiting on me. Let's see what it says in the 11, verse 6 of Job.
Lord, Job is here.
Mm-hmm.
11. Verse 6, Job chapter 11, verse 6, read.
What do you read?
And that he will show you the secrets of wisdom, that they mm-hmm. are double to that which is. So therefore, that Yahweh executive of the less of your sin deserves.
You see, so remember, the Bible has a double meaning. Sometimes it don't always mean the same thing every time. So remember, after 2 Kings chapter 12, it was no longer all of the congregation of the children of Israel, Yahdah, because Northern Kingdom had them flip. So when you got way up there, you can't worry all at that time because they was a split kingdom. So now let's look at it in 43:24, Brother Micaiah. See, one thing about it, we'll tell you, WCC, when we're ready to come at you. We're going to tell you. We're getting the young lions ready for you now. What is it saying, 43:24 there, Brother Micaiah? Of Sirach.
The book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, all things are double, one against another, and he hath made nothing imperfect.
So the Bible has a double meaning. It don't always mean when you read it, when you go over here, Mother D.F. Israel.
I got it.
Okay, good. Hallelujah. I like that. But when you go over here, Mother D.F. Israel in Deuteronomy, I mean, I like that spirit. So when you go over here and read 31, Deuteronomy, when it says 31 verse 1 and 30, remember, that's what it means. Let's see what it means in 31 verse 1. What it says in Deuteronomy 31 verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
See, now right here, he's speaking to all Israel. And all Israel is Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. All Israel is 49:28. Let's see what it says in Genesis 49:28. Now, this is all Israel at this point. Remember, after you get past 1 Kings 12, all Israel is not 49:28. What did it say that Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, Brent? Come on, President.
Genesis 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessings, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So now, everything left of 1 Kings chapter 12 is how many princes? How many
it's
on the left
it's
side of
the two tribe, the southern kingdom?
No. Hold on. Don't speak so fast. How many tribes is from the left side of 1 Kings all the way back to what we're reading it at? How many tribes? You just got to read.
12 tribes.
That's the number one out. So anything from 1 Kings 12 back to Genesis is 12. But on the right side of 1 Kings, you talk 10. It's a split kingdom. That's when the split kingdom come in. But anything that you read on the left side of 1 Kings 12, we're talking about
the 12 tribes of Israel.
But when you go to the right side of 1 Kings, you're talking how many?
The kingdom is split. We're talking about the southern kingdom.
Yeah, how many?
Two tribes.
Give me a number.
Two tribes.
All right, come on, young lions, bring it out.
When you go to them, when you're talking about, you got the 10 northern tribes.
Huh?
You have the two southern tribes, 10 northern tribes and the southern
ten
tribes.
For the northern kingdom,
tribes
two for the southern.
All right, good. So when you talk, Southern Kingdom, two tribes, and you talk Northern Kingdom, ten, and two. So that's how you talk. So it depends on what side of the book you're pulling it from. So when you're pulling it from one side of the book or the other side of the book, that's when you know you're pulling it. So when you look at anything on the left side of 1 Kings 12, you got to talk about the whole 12 tribes. Now, after the split, you cannot use all of the congregation of the children of Israel because it ain't all no more. It's a split. So now that's when we know where you're ready to go. When you recognize the split, but by coming out of 1 Kings and we find out the split was because Northern Kingdom went off into paganism. See?
Mm-hmm.
And once you go off into paganism, you're in darkness and you no longer what you, and that's why they jumped down in the book of Romans. And they get that all tied up. And the one they're talking about is the one that went off in the darkness. Ain't talking about the other nation. He's talking about the northern kingdom that went off and up on the Satan the devil. Got themselves caught up in darkness. And once you're in darkness, he no longer can work with you. Now, here's the case in point. Princess, Leora, back up to the book of Hosea, chapter 3, verse 12. Now, watch this right here. Watch it speak for itself. So remember, this is on the left side. On the left side of Hosea 3, verse 12 says what? Salute for Joshua. 3:12 says what? Right past Deuteronomy.
Hosea.
3:12. 3:12.
Okay, I'm looking for it.
It's Joshua for Lutifa Hosea.
All right.
All right, Hosea 3:12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hosea 3:12. Now, therefore, take you the 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man.
Mm-hmm. So how many in these tribes? How many men?
12 men out of the tribes of Israel.
And you see that? On the left side, they 12. But once you get past 1 Kings chapter 12, they become split. See? But it was already prophesied that was to happen. We read it earlier. We might as well get it again because I can say again. See, one thing about it, remember, we be back on the airways Wednesday, now, not on tomorrow. So sometimes you have to stop and because we want to make sure that anybody know this is a six anointed counts. You got to be clear that when you read statements, you got to make sure you're clear. And being a great note taker, in the same token, you got to make sure you're clear that once you're on the right side, you can't use the word all of the congregation of children of Israel because there's no more all because they split. And that's why we over there in Romans today. And you got to be clear that it's a split been made. And it's already, and they had the split going on, but they still was one piece. But remember, they started boasting about themselves, and they put bass in their voice, Brother Titus. Do you remember what he put bass in their voice that we read? They put bass in their voice, Brother Titus. You remember when they started putting bass in their voice? And let's go hear that bass one more time. Let's go back to the 19th chapter. 2 Samuel, and watch them put bass in their voice. They was already putting bass in their voice right here. In David's day, they started putting bass in their voice. The 19th chapter, verse 42 and 43. Listen to this again. 2 Samuel 19, verse 42, 43.
All right, back to 2 Samuel, chapter 19, 42 and 43.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 42 and 43. And all the men of Yada, the other king, answered the men of Israel of the northern king, the northern tribe, because the king is near of kin to us, wherefore then be you angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all the king's cost, or have he given us any gift?
Hold that point. Hold that point there, Brother Titus. Remember, this is on the left side. See, right now, they are a unified kingdom in Saul's days, David's days, and Solomon's days. Remember, they unified kingdom. So it ain't they northern kingdom, but they still one unified until the 11th and 12th chapter. So at this time, there was one piece of 12 tribes, but what happened, he put authority on them, gave them leadership position, and they start putting base in their boys. But it's no split kingdom at this time. All this right here, remember, the split kingdom comes in the 11th and the 12th chapter. But before this, we're talking one unified 12 tribes, although we know the 10 tribes is in the northern part, and 2 tribes in the southern tribe, and Benjamin is all over the place. Levi is all over the place, everywhere. So at this time right here, because remember, the split don't come till later on. So right now, they start putting bass in their voice. And look now, look what they says in verse 43. Because remember, they was put in this position through David and Solomon when he looked out there and said, look, you're pretty valid. I'm going to put you over the northern kingdom where you can come back and talk to me. But they was one unified 12 tribes. It was unified until 1 Kings 12. Look what it says in verse 43.
2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 43. Then the men of Israel answered the man of Yadah, Judah, and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why did you despise us, that our advice should not have been bringing back our king? And the words of the man of Yadah, Judah, were fiercer than the words of the man of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now they still was, because they was talking about, look, we got more parts than you got, Judah. It's 10 of us in the northern part. And ain't but two of y'all, so we should have majority rule. But Southern Kingdom said, listen, we more closer to him than you are, Northern Kingdom. We are more direct bloodline to him than you. Because Yahweh, so when he came from heaven, he came down through the tribes in Michael, chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. He came down, Yahweh. He didn't come down in these tribes over here. That's why they made his favorites. Look here. We more closer to him than you. So watch yourself with that bass in your voice. See that? It is right there. So right now, you're talking northern and southern, but it's not a split kingdom because David is king over all 12 tribes of Israel. Solomon was king over all 12 tribes of Israel. Split didn't come to after Solomon died. And Rehoboam, the split started in the 11th and 12th chapter because he asked the question to the elders, what should I do about old northern kingdom? Talking that talk to me. He said, well, if you treat them right, they'll serve you in the 11th and the 12th chapter. They beat their continue if you do right. Then he left the store asking the young bucks, hey, what should I do with our northern kingdom? He said, you need to get on them real heavy. So he forsook the council. That's why I said, don't forsook the council of the elders, the anointed elders, because if you lose, when you got your mouth going. That's what they did over there when we reached the whole chapter 11 and 12. The advice was to tell Gerald Rehoboam, treat Northern Kingdom right, and they'll continue serving you. But they want to ask the young bucks, what should we do over there? And they say, well, we gonna step it up on them real good. And they say, well, hey, we can't serve you. We don't. And that's where the split comes. Now, once you got the split, you cannot say all the 12 tribes of Israel when you get over here on the right side. Because the split was made in 1 Kings chapter 12. It's a split now. So you got to bring in the two tribes, the 10 tribes. And remember, Levite was all over the place. So now, let's read one more the title. Let's run back to 1 Kings chapter 12. Because we have some deep points. We get back on Romans when? We get back on some more, but sometimes we know you got to clean some up. We want to make sure we just not read verses. We know what we read. Now we got to know what we read, and we're going to go back to that Philippians again. And now when we get back over there, you'll put some bass in your voice and knock out the car. Because Mother D.F. Israel will be watching you read your chapter. Now, let's see. Let's go back to 1 Kings again. By Titus, and we're looking at the 12th chapter, and we're going to watch this thing unfold itself. Let's see, let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 12, and look at this conversation in verse 12. Now listen to me. Now listen to the conversation going on. 12, verse 12. 1 Kings 12, 12. What does it say?
The book of 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 12 reads, So Jeroboam, of the northern kingdom, and all the people came to Rehoboam, the southern kingdom, the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave them. Verse 14. And spake to them after the counsel, my father made your yoke. I will add to your yoke. My father also chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. Verse 15. Wherefore the king listened not to the people. For the cause was from Yahweh. For he might perform this thing which Yahweh spake by Ahijah, the Shilamite, and to Jeroboam of the northern king, the son of Nebat. Verse 16. So when all Israel, the northern kingdom, saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered.
Wait a minute, Brother Tyler. What is all Israel, from a teaching perspective? What is all Israel right now? You want Mother G up Israel jumping there? And you going to take care of his business in 16 or what? What does it mean by all Israel in verse 16?
He messed up when he first started reading.
Hold on. Back up to verse 11. Back up to verse 11 there, Brother Titus. Back up to verse 11, and let's find out what all Israel is, spoken by the seer in 29 to 31. Let's find out what all Israel is. Now remember, in the 11th chapter, that's the foundation. What is the foundation? 29 to 31, what does it say?
11, 29 to 31. Mm-hmm. 11th chapter, 13th chapter 11, verse 29 to 31. And it came to pass at the time of Jeroboam went out of the southern kingdom, ruled over Jerusalem, that the seer, Ahijah, the Shilamite, found him in the way, that he had chastened himself with a new garment. And they too were alone in the field. Verse 30, and Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. Verse 31, and he said to Jeroboam, take you 10 pieces. But thus said Yahweh of Israel, behold, I will rip the kingdom out of the hand of the and will give 10 tribes to you. Verse 32.
32.
But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake. For Jerusalem, through word of the southern kingdom, through word for the southern kingdom, faith, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel.
So what Israel become at this point right here? So when you talk Israel, you talk what? According to verse 31.
10 peace, 10 tribes.
To what?
10 tribes in verse 31.
Read verse 35.
Verse 35. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and will give it unto you, even 10 tribes.
All right. So now we come back to 12, verse 16, not after Paul. 12, 16.
2 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. So when all Israel, the 10 tribes, saw that the king listened not unto him,
Give me a second witness in verse 20. Now give me a second witness. Excellent there, Brother Titus. Now give me a second witness in verse 20.
Verse 20. And it came to pass that all Israel of the 10 northern tribes heard that Jeroboam was coming in.
There you go right there. So now you not only read, you teach at the same time. All Israel is how many now?
10.
So all Israel is not 12, it's 10. All Israel from this point on right here is 10. So all Israel is 10 from this point right here. All right, we're going to stop it right there. We're going to bring out, let's see if we find our mother in that address the nation. Here's our mother on the network.
Mother Lee. You want to narrate Mother Lee? You address this national audience? Because I don't know what that is. Let me check. Mother Lee, have they cleared your microphone up? WCC said they uncleared your microphone up. Hey, Mother Lee, y'all want to be with you? Your microphone cleared up? No, they ain't cleared your microphone up. The WCC, you know. I guess it's your radio station. You do what you want to do. All right, I tell you what. Let's see. Let's run to the elder and get a closing statement out of tape number 70, and then we'll start wrapping this up. We get back on this. See, sometimes you got to stop where you're at and tighten up some things, because we just don't want to be reading a bunch of verses. We want to know what, we want to be clear what we read. So this is what it's all about, is putting grace in the world by giving them grace. Understand, grace is by us coming on the network and showing you how to read your Bible properly. So when you do get back to that that 11th chapter Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I mean 6 o'clock, whatever, we'll be able to get back on this again, but we won't be just reading a bunch of scriptures. We know what we read, because we understand that anything on the left side of 1 Kings 12 is 11, we're talking 12 side. But once you get past the right side of 1 Kings 12, you're talking split kingdom by number. But you got to bring the numbers in. 10 Israel, y'all got Judah too. So now you got to talk numbers when you teach it. Now, we bring our elder in and get his closing statement out of tape number 70. Elder, you want to come out?
Once again, Yaquan, bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I guess thus far it's been very interesting for the listening members to hear things that, as I had said before, that most people hear, they don't understand. But we make that available with proper teaching. Remember, I always say, almost each and every broadcast, a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, the teacher, he gains experience by teaching. And now a student, on the other hand, can learn from a good teacher and is possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And this actually shows well in all of our six camps that teach. We have up and growing teachers in each one of our six camps. So knowing that, this is one of the reasons why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yaquan's ministry, that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yaquan's word. People asked us, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book and much more. And we do this because you have not. And now, you don't have to look any further. You have found this, what you're looking for, in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Should be taking notes. We're open Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, descend to the big lion, you'll see some choices. One of the tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device you're using, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred, to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also out there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, even myself, your family and friends, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. For our live program, it's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. Just open up any search engine, right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right onto our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe. The spelling of that is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahweh 9. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international phone number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can actually be answered by any one of the six running camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Another note as a reminder, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As I said before, he's generally very busy with the WCC, and currently the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, is back in the picture again, answering many memos. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, one good note, it will always be repeated after 10:30 p.m. To listen, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Line, right on the search line. After you enter, hit click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another interesting note, during the normal BlogTalk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk. PalTalk will be listed under ethnic group. African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. And if BlogTalk ends before our teaching time, remember, our teaching will continue for your convenience on PalTalk. Yahweh be with you all. But when you're giving scriptures to speak by this ear, be quick to hear, as often said, and slow to speak. So the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that Yahweh is not the author of confusion, as said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. So at this time, we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel, where our teaching can continue. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. That's what it's all about. See, once we read it, we'll know, no doubt about it. Now, sometimes we want to go and take a look at some over there in the book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 23, and this is for old Brother Anderson. Brother Anderson, you know, if you come in late, you're going to miss a whole lot. me tell you about this ball king that you on right now, Brother Anderson. Sirach 51, verse 23. Brother Titus, what are we working with right here in Sirach 51?
Sirach. All right, Sirach 51.
Yeah, verse 51, verse 23. What's going on with this broadcast?
Sirach is here. Mm-hmm. Chapter 51, verse 23 reads, draw near to me, you are alert, and dwell in the temple of learning.
Hey, what's going on here, Brother Titus? This is the what?
Sirach 51, verse 23 reads, draw near to me, you are learned, and dwell in the temple of learning.
See, when you come in this room, you're in the temple of learning. You in the temple of learning. So we'll get you there. If you got the right spirit, we'll get you there. This is a temple of learning. This is not just another ministry. It's aimed for the six anointed camps. Get everybody up to speed on one accord. Then Yahweh will show us the next move. But this is a temple of learning, so you're going to hear a lot of things. We're going to get back at breaking down the 11th chapter of Romans Wednesday night. No broadcast tomorrow. But now, all this was said, now to go back to where we was at again, now we're going back to Philippians chapter 3. Now we want to get to our mother was reading that. But now we got enough to work with to knock this out of the park. Most GFP people are reading it, but we want you to go and knock this out of the park now in 11 verse 3. I mean, all 3 verse 3. We're going to pick it back up at 3 verse 3. And now we've done all this. We're done. We detour for a whole hour or so just to get back to Philippians chapter 3 and pick it up at verse number 3. Well, I'll tell you what, the time ran out. We'll just jump right down in verse 6 again. Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. Now Brother Titus, we're going to take care of a whole lot of business to get right back to 3, verse 6 again. Now, you're on the clock, come on.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecute the church, move the word of the congregation of Israel, touching the righteousness.
Which well, what is Israel? What Israel? Hold on. Let's see if we, mother, what Israel we're talking about right here? And let's see if we get it out of Mother D of Israel. What Israel? She said, I got it now. What is it we're talking about right here in this 3 verse 6?
Philippians chapter 3 verse 6.
Yes.
Concerning the zeal, the persecution, church polluted for the 10 northern tribes, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instruction, blameless.
Hold on. All right, Detroit, you're talking out faith, and then you got it. Come on now. Bring it out and bring that verse out. Detroit, Camp 4.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the southern kingdom, touching the righteousness which is in the Torah instructions, blameless.
Yeah, but you can't leave the word out. Don't leave the word out. You don't see the word is there.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the southern kingdom, church being polluted.
Hold on. Golden McKay. Take it at verse in 3, verse 6.
The book of Philippians, chapter 3, picking up at verse 6.
Yes.
Verse 6. Concerning zeal, prosecuting the church, polluted word.
Persecuting.
Yada, Judah. Polluted word, Judah.
Hold on now, Brother McCallion. Persecuting. He persecuted. He putting a whooping on it. Come on back and read verse 3. Take your time. Verse 6. 3:6.
Okay, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, polluted words, for southern kingdom, Yada, polluted word, Judah. Such is the righteousness which is in the law, polluted word, for the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, blameless.
You know, I'm sure the reason why we said that, Mother, I'm sure you why we said that, Mother, D.F. Israel. Let's back up to, and let's preach up there. Let's see why is that said. Let's back up to Acts chapter 9, and let's see if we find out exactly what's going on. Let's go into 9 verse 13. Let's see why he's persecuting what Brother Micaiah says, certain southern kingdom. 9 verse number 13. Let's see if we find out what was going on by reading Acts 9, 13. Read that, Mother. Yep, Israel.
Acts chapter 9, verse 13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Verse 13.
Yes.
Okay. It reads, then Ananias answered Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your servant at Yahdah Judah.
What word did you leave out? What word did you leave out? Did you leave out a word there? What word did you leave out in verse 13? What word did you just ignore and is right there?
Jerusalem.
No. What word did you just leave out? That you just skipped over a word like it's not even there and it's right there. What word did you leave out? Read that verse again. Just read exactly where you see it. We can tighten it up. Read the way you see it, and we tighten it up.
Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Mm-hmm. Then Ananias answered Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints.
Oh, there you go. See, that's the key word to your saints. Now, Brother Tony, find the saints in 148, verse 14. So what saints are you talking about? Psalm 148, verse 14. See, if you jump over the word, we won't be able to pull it out. Put that word saint in there, and let's find who the saints is in 148, 14 Psalms.
Chapter 148, verse 14 reads, he also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him.
All right, 149, verse 1.
Psalms 149, verse 1. Praise ye Yahweh, sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise, congregation of the saints.
Okay, good. Now back up to 50 verse 5 and 7 there, Brother Titus. Psalm 50 verse 5 and 7.
We go on to Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and verse 7 read. Gather my things together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Hear all my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
So what is Israel called in verse number 5 there, Brother Titus, what is Israel called in verse 5?
They are called saints in verse 5.
All right. Now, come on back, Mojib, Israel. Come on back to this verse 13 again, knock it out the park. 9:13.
Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Then Ananias answered Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints looted for Israel at Yahdah Judah.
So what Israel is at Yahdah Judah? What Israel is here? What part of Israel is in Yahdah Judah? Yeah, the northern kingdom. The northern kingdom. So that's who's in Yahdah Judah, the northern kingdom.
Oh,
I mean, southern kingdom. Back to Brother Micaiah, thank you. Southern kingdom. That's who's at Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom. So when we read for Philippians, who is this we're talking about? Now, he's, now we're going back to Philippians again. We can all take one more shot at this last verse. We're going to look at this verse and see exactly. Remember, children of Israel, is they scattered. They all over the place. So now we're going back to Philippians again. We all get a little shot at this thing. Remember, the northern kingdom is no longer in the southern kingdom. They scattered. They over here in Philippi. They over here in Philippi. They over here in Colossians. They over there in Ephesians. They over here in Corinth. They everywhere. So Paul's mission was to combine them. So Paul's mission was to combine them according to 1 verse 7 there, Brother Micaiah. In Romans 1, verse 7, what was Paul's mission that we can read?
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
7 reads,
mm-hmm.
To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be saints, Israel,
mm-hmm.
Great
right.
To you.
Because Israel was scattered in all of the places. Then remember, they were scattered there, so they scattered now. So Israel is scattered now. The northern kingdom is scattered. All that they scattered all through Rome, everywhere. So Paul looking for them. So Paul, he's looking for them according to Brother Titus. He's looking for them according to Yahweh gave him orders to go look for them. In the ninth chapter, he gave them orders to go look for them. And we're going back and see where did he get his orders to go do that. Let's come back to verse number, the ninth chapter. And we're going to pick it up at verse 13 because this Ananias, he won't talk to some Yahweh eyeball to eyeball. Let's see what it says in 9 verse 13. Titus, let's see what's going on.
Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Acts chapter 9, verse 13 reads. Then Ananias answered Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how much evil has done to your saints at Jerusalem through the word Yahdah of the southern kingdom.
So the saints he's talking about in the southern kingdom. Verse 14, but what he tell them, because remember, Ananias, you know, they was all in the southern kingdom at the time. He said, I heard about this man, him whooped us bad around here. Verse 14, what happened next?
Verse 14, and here he had authority from the chief priest to bind all that called on your name.
15. But what did Yahweh tell him?
Verse 15. But Yahweh said to him, go your way, who is the chosen vessel to me, to bear my name before the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Read like it is. Okay.
Yeah,
and kings. And the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So hold that point. So mother dear Israel, what makes you a Gentile and what makes you a Gentile? You might be an Israelite, but what makes you a Gentile in Mark? We go on to a Matthew chapter 4. Let's see what makes you a Gentile. And we just got to kind of close out. So let's go to Matthew chapter 4 and find out what makes you a Gentile. Let me see what makes you a Gentile. We're going to Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to look and see what makes you a Gentile. You might be Israelite, Israel. Well, what makes you a Gentile according to 4:16, Mother, dear of Israel?
You say Mark chapter 4?
No, Matthew 4:16.
Oh.
And how to come out of being a Gentile in verse 17. Let's see what makes you a Gentile, although you might be Israelite. Let's see what makes you a Gentile in 4:16, Matthew.
Matthew chapter 4:16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
So what makes you Gentile, according to verse 16 there, Mother of Israel? Although you might be Israel.
When you're according in darkness.
There you go. So, and only way you come out of this by being an Israelite, only way you can come out is in verse 17 is what? Only way you can come out is verse 17. What?
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
From that time, Yahuwah the Son began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So all the way you can come out from being a bloodline Israelite and get that title over your head of being a Gentile, they got to do what again, verse 17?
Repent.
That's it. That's what you got to do. All the way out, you got to repent. So you got to find out where the leadership at. You got to get that base out your voice and have big ears and little mouth. And that's all the way you're going to be taking that Gentile off of you, although you could be Israel. Now, Detroit, let me give me one verse in the closing statement. Let's look at Romans chapter 11, verse 10, the closing statement there. Camp Ford, Detroit, Michigan. Give me Romans chapter 11, verse 10, and a closing statement. What does it say?
Romans chapter 11.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway.
Mm-hmm. And give me a closing statement behind that, President. Now, Brother Titus, you did a fill them blanks in. Read the same verse after she gave a close and fill the blanks in. So, what's your closing statement here?
119, verse 33. Teach me, O Yahuwah, the way of the statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Alleluia, Yahuwah. Alleluia, Yahuwah.
Give me a closing statement,
yes,
but read that verse again, break that verse down, 11, verse 10, for the national audience and for Brother Anderson. Break that verse down in 11, verse 10, and give me a closing statement.
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 10 reads, let there, the northern kingdom, the northern tribes, darken, that they, the northern tribes of the northern kingdom, may not see and bow down their back always.
Mm-hmm. Because they refuse to humble themselves and get in order. So he said, let the northern 10 tribes of Israel remain in darkness until they break away from the Roman Catholic churches and Christianity and all that. Just let their back stay bent down until they get themselves right. All right, Brother Titus, I was asking on your part. We got a lot out of take number 70. A lot to study on. But one thing about it, after we come on the airways, remember, we read in 51 verse 30, you're the temple of learning, so that's all we're about. Learning ourselves and get prepared for the big job. So what's your closing statement is, you on the clock, come on.
All right, you got a verse that's a rock. Yeah, I got some rock. Let's see. The book of Sirach. Well, I went out of the book of Sirach. All right, the book of Sirach, chapter. Let's see. Let me make this quick. All right, Sirach, chapter 19. Sirach, chapter 19. All right, peace. Verse 1, a laboring man that is given to drunkenness shall not be rich, and he that contemneth small things shall fall little by little. Oh, I need to get a better verse than that. Let me read something better than that. All right, I'm going to get some Book of Baruch. Book of Baruch. Come on, the Book of Baruch. Book of Baruch. All right, Book of Baruch, chapter. Book of Baruch, chapter 3. Book of Baruch, chapter 3. Hear, O Israel, the sore instruction of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Mother DF Israel. Mother DF Israel. Let's see if we get off let's see if we can get off Hosea glue for Joshua 1:8 in the closing statement. 1:8. What we gotta do? 1:8 in the closing statement. 1:8.
Okay. The book of Joshua, polluted for Hosea, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the Torah instruction shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosper, and then you shall have good success.
We gotta stay in this book. We got, hey, Brother Anderson, we gotta stay in this book. We gotta stay in this book. Because the book is gonna show up. See, it's gonna show up and show out on you. So we gotta meditate in this book day and night. All right, Mother DF Israel, until Wednesday night comes. What your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Sirach chapter 23, verse 27. And they that remain shall know that there is nothing better than the fear of Yahweh, and that there is nothing sweeter than to take heed unto the Torah instructions of Yahweh. 28. It is great honor to follow Yahweh and to be received of him. Is long life. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Next, Mother DF Israel. Hey, Mother Edie, they got your microphone all jacked up so we can't get you closed, but we'll get it Wednesday. Young Lion, Mother Micaiah, give me Sirach 50, verse 23, what it say? 50, verse 23. What it says in Sirach 50, verse 23?
The book of Sirach. Chapter 50, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
23 reads, he grant us joyfulness of mind, and that peace may be in our days in Israel forever.
Galatians 6:16, the closing statement. So he said, we can get you some peace, but you got to follow the rules. You want some peace? Follow the rules. That's all he's saying. Galatians 6:16, the closing statement that Brother Micaiah would get y'all wins tonight. Brother Anderson, we'll catch your wins tonight. But come on time now. But you take some great notes. Galatians 6:16, bring it.
The book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of Yahuwah."
Mm-hmm. Because go back to 51, verse 23, because what room are we in again? So about 51:23, Brother Micaiah, what room is this? What room that comes on 6 minutes a week?
The book of Sirach,
verse
23 reads, "Draw near to me, you unlearned, and dwell in a house of learning, the temple
of
learning."
So you're in a temple of learning. So we come in this broadcast, Brother Anderson, you're in a temple of learning. Pen, pad, and be ready to write this stuff, good stuff down. Brother Micaiah, you're online. What's your closing statement? It's all yours until Wednesday night. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah. My wife and daughters to raise for him. And Yahuwah for the seal. And teaching us the word of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah for the elders, the mothers, the brothers and sisters. And the elder teacher, Yada Israel, and Brother Titus Israel, teacher of B-O-T-T-Y. I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse 1. Yahuwah, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent from the Six Anointed Camps and all that's on the network, Happy Jam, all over the known world. We'll get back on that one, chapter 11, God and Wednesday, and we'll get some up. But Yahuwah be with you all, the teachers, the mothers, Mother Eve, seed, Mother G of Israel, Bud Titus, one of the young lion teachers, Brother Micaiah, another young lion teacher. We'll be all back Wednesday night for some more of the OTTY. Yahuwah be with you all, Shalom.
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 Thank you.